Tonight's shir is Makuf Samech Zayin, Seif Yud Gimel, Yudal, and Tezvav. Seif Yud Gimel. Hecha de lo kavu mokom. In a case where people eating together did not set a place. Daminan, so we say in such an example, shekolechem mevarech la'atzmo, that each one has to make his own bracha. Im kivein ha-mevarech la'hotziyam. But if the mevarech, the one saying the bracha, had in mind to be motzi them, v'heim neskavnu la'tzeis, and they had in mind to be yotzi, Yotze, they will be Yotze. Mishtabur Sivkon Samechei. Im Kivein Vechulu. Perish, meaning to say, B'diyevet, Yotze. L'chadchila, you're supposed to be Koveya. But if you weren't, and you still had a mind to be Motzi, then B'diyevet, it works. So it's Tzvichu Levar Kol Echad El'chadchila. The requirement for each one to make the bracha themselves is only a din, L'chadchila. V'ayin Magen Avon. If you look at Magen Avon, Sheheniach Din HaShachanach B'tzach Iyun. He comments that this halacha shulchan aruch tzarichin. It's hard to understand. Keish meharishoinim desavri deblo kavi ein echad yochel lahotzi chaver af b'dievet, because there are rishonim who hold that if they don't set their place to eat together, then one cannot be motzi the other even b'dievet. Al the mebeir hagrah hechriya ladina the divya shulchan aruch ikur. However, in the commentary of Vilna Gaon, he concludes the halacha like the shulchan aruch. V'dan, you should know. The same halacha holds true for benching. If they did not set up to eat together, whether it's two people or three people, if one has in mind to be motzi, his friend, by benching, he would be yotze, even if they were kover. So if you doubt, im hamesubim rabim, if there are many people eating together, gadosha b'kulam botseya, there's a mitzvah to have the greatest one among them be the one to say the hamotzi bracha and cut open the bread. The Amor says v'im heim shovim v'echem hem kohen. Let's say there are two people on the same level and one is a kohen. Mitzvah lahakdimo would be a mitzvah to allow the kohen to go first. V'im hakohen amo aretz, if the kohen is ignorant, tamachacham koidim lo, then a non-Kohen, who's a Talmud Chacham, would have precedence. V'ma Kohen gam kein Talmud Chacham. Let's say the Kohen is a Talmud Chacham. El shu pachot min hasheni. But he's less than the other one. So you have a Talmud Chacham, who's a big Talmud Chacham. He's a Yisrael. And you have a Kohen, who's also a Talmud Chacham, but not like the first. Toiv lahakdimo. It's still good to put the Kohen first. I will ein chiyah b'dov, but it's not an obligation. V'ayin l'kamon, simen reish alf, look in simen reish alf. Now, if there is a balabayis, a host, and they're sitting at his table, who both say he automatically is the one to say the hamotzi and to cut open the loaf, even if the guest is great. And the Amor concludes, the one saying the bracha should always start asking permission from those present. Rabin, if there are many people eating, it's true, even if there's only two people. And we're discussing when there is no balabais. Oh, shekula balisuda, or maybe they're all balabatim. They're eating together, and they're all equal shares in the suda. Sivkan samech zayin gadol shebekulam bechachma b'nei kavodo. The one who's gadol does not mean by age. Gadol means bechachma. The one who's the wisest, the biggest hamachacham, he should make the bracha, and that's covered. Min kavodoy, that's covered at Torah, he should make the bracha. Sivkan samaches, botseya. Umotzi achem birechaso, he says the bracha, and he's motzi the others. Vafilu b'malkam dehaminig kolach mevarech la'atzmo al kikaro. Even in a place where the common practice is for each one to make their own bracha on their own loaf, mikomalkam haminig de gadol botseya tchila, still we allow the gadol to make the bracha first. Vahachason, b'yom chasun aso. What about a chosan on the day of his wedding? Botseya afal pishesh b'hamasubin goldimenu. At the wedding seuda, the chosan is the one who says the hamotzi, and he's the one who cuts open the loaf, even though there are many attendees at the wedding who are greater than he is. So notice on the side point out that it's very common not to do that. Everyone already washed before the chosan ever comes in. So he brings it. Rav Schreiber Gold Shalom said that he's moichel, and his mechila helps. He also went on to say it's only a din the way the Lashon is chasan b'yom chasu naso. This does not apply to Shavuot Brachos. By the week of Shavuot Brachos, zichur everyone can wash before him, which we do. But by the chasna, it was always bothering me, Akasha. Why do we wash before the chasna? So he says to his moichel, the chosin's moichel, and that mechila helps. Sivkod samach tes lahak dimo. If they are equal and one is a kohen, kohen should go first. Tichsiv, like the pasuk says, v'ki dashtoi. For Amar Chazal teach us lechol davar shebekedusha. You make him holy for any matter of kedusha. Liftoich rishon, levarach rishon. He'll make the bar first. He'll start. So there's a mitzvah in the Torah v'ki dashtoi. And we want to give him the first. We give him the first aliyah. We give him the one to make the hamotzi. But that doesn't mean he has precedence over Tamach Chacham if he's in Amma Arts. Tamach Chacham comes first. And the Tamach Chacham may not allow the Kohen to go ahead of him. Because that becomes a bizayon Torah. He's disgracing the Torah to put the Amma Arts ahead of him. Later in Simnei Aleph we learn the Davke Makdimo Lefanov Derech Chayk Umishpat Kahuna. That's only bizayon Torah if he puts the Kohen first as a rule. That the Halacha requires the Kohen come first. Tarab Neshu Kohen, because the Kohen he goes first. That's wrong. But if it's not a matter of him being Kohen, he has other reasons why he feels he should go first. Rashai, that he would be allowed to let this person go ahead of him. Sivkain Ayin Alf, Toiv Lahakdimo. If they're both Tamid Chachamim and one's a Kohen, then it's a good thing to give the Kohen, even if he's not as big a Tamid Chacham as the other. V'isa b'gemara, the Gemara teaches, Shemish and Nizah b'zeh, Marach Yomim, b'kach, if someone is careful with us, they'll be zeicha to a long life. Sevkad ayin beis, imohem balabais. Now, this is only when there's no balabas, but if there's a balabas, what's limited to say, balasu d'shorech l'mohem, the one who's sponsoring the meal is there. Sevkad ayin gimel, who would say he is the one who says the hamotzi, v'u koidim afilu koin v'tamachachem, he goes ahead of koin, he goes ahead of tamachachem, because he will cut open and give everyone a generous portion. Even if the guest is great, the balabas is the one who says the hamotzi. Lecha chamudis writes, today the minig is to give a gadol. Maganavam agrees. But many achronim argue on that. Now, if you have a suda where everyone is basically making their own hamotzi on their own little loaf of bread, on their own roll, so then it is appropriate for the balabas to allow the gadol to say the bracha first. There's no ayin yafa. The whole reason ayin yafa is because the balabas is cutting open, the bichah is giving out. So we want the balabas bedafka to make the hamotzi. But if everyone is using their own role, so then let the gadol make the bracha. Sivkan ayin he yomar tchila. The Amor says before he's the mavarich says the bracha, he says brishos. Hayno afilu hagadol hu abotzei o balabayis. Even if it's a gadol or balabayis who's making the hamotzi, he should start with brishos. Mishumidas anov, it shows humility. So echlito brishos, he wants to take brishos permission. Ke'ilu heim gedolim enu, as if to say they are greater than he is, for lehem no levarach, and they should make the bracha. K'sheyeshem koyin, shem mitzvah hakdim, and if there's a koyin present, and it would be a mitzvah to give him precedence, kind of like we said before, emerit sa'ach, if someone else wants to say the hamotzi, v'hu adin lebirach samozen, and the same is true with benching, so echlito menu b'shos, he should ask him permission. V'lo mahani ma'ashiyom b'rishos ha'kohen, it's not enough just to say b'rishos ha'kohen. If the Kohen didn't give Rishus, you have to ask Rishus. Sharatzion points out that the Balabayis or the Gadol who makes the Bracha does not say Rishus HaKohen. It's only when it's not the Balabas or the Gadol that you say Rishus HaKohen. But if you're the Balabas or the Gadol, you don't have to say Rishus HaKohen because they come first. By benching, he says, by the Gadol does not say Brishos HaKohen, and because we know Gadol is greater than Kohen, if the Balabayis is benching, so that's a Shaila, he says, to say Brishos HaKohen out. But for the Hamotzi, he does not have to say Brishos HaKohen. Se'iv Tezvov, Ein HaMesubin Rasho'im Lit'oim Ad She'yitom HaBotzeya. Those sitting at the table cannot taste of the food until the one who made the bracha is the one who tastes. But he can give out portions of challah or bread before he takes his own. And they wait until he eats, and then they'll eat.
Rashi, not a hefsek?
No, that's what he's telling us. I have that's the halacha. The teacher is not hefsek. But let's say each one has their own loaf and they don't need his bread. They have their own. Then the din is they can take before he does. Even though they're yotz with his bracha, but they don't need from his challah, so to speak, so then they could take right away. Vimhu Shabbos. Now if it's Shabbos, Sar Shay Lifnehama Subim Lechemishna, then all the people sitting there need Lechemishna, Chutzi Mashlefne, but say besides the one who's making the bracha. V'oz Yurasharim Litom, let's say then they could eat before him because they have their own Lechemishna. Mishnaburus of Khan Ayavab, Aina Masumachul. No one there can eat before the one who made the bracha eats. Kishi Yatsu would be a chazabasei, if they're being yotzu with his bracha. If you look at Pima Godim, he's inclined to say, even if they don't have a mind to be yotzi with his bracha, each one makes his own bracha. But they all need his bread. He's the one with the bread. So then, they still shouldn't take to eat before he does. The one sitting there cannot taste the food until he does. They want to cut from the loaf that the Botseya has and eat before he does. But it is mutter to divide up to everybody and they'll all wait till he eats. The aim is a hafsaka. That's not called hafsaka. It's not called interruption. To call it soirich seuda hu. This is all considered necessary for the seuda. So he gives everyone their piece, and they wait. Milechol to eat, till he eats first. Now, even if he told them, you have permission, you don't have to wait for me. Some say it doesn't help, they have to wait for him. But the opinion of the Taz in this matter, the Ein Kedar Labotzei Shiachal Kol Echad Chalko Achrei She'enu Mashom Litom Mehem Ad Shi'itum Utchila. It's not worth it to start dividing up for everyone a piece, since they can't eat from it anyway until he eats first. So it does become a hafsik. It does become an interruption between his bracha and eating. Chatchila shouldn't do that. Ela Yir Litom Koydim. So what he should do is eat a little bit, and then divide up for everyone else. And other achronim write this as well. So either the mechaber Ramah take on this position, actually it's Ramah, that he can divide up for everyone before he eats. The Taz didn't like it, other achronim didn't like it, and that's why many people won't. They'll right away take and then finish giving everyone else. Sivkat and pay. Ochel mikikaro. If each one eats from their own loaf, each one has their own whole shalim loaf, their roll. So then they can eat from their roll before he does. Even though they're relying on his bracha, they're relying on his hemotzi, but they're allowed to eat before he does. But if it's Shabbos, who are Yontif or Yontif for that matter, Sifkan pay gimel tzar shevichul, then they need lechem mishnah. Dim ain if they call lechem asub and lechem mishnah, because if you don't have lechem mishnah in front of everyone there, how him tzrichim lismoich al habotzeya, then they have to rely on the one saying the hamotzi. Sheish lefano lechem mishnah, he has lechem mishnah. Velitam eosel lechem, they have to eat from that lechem mishnah. Veinam asham litam koydim lo, they can't eat before him. So even though we're saying if they have their own bread, they can eat before he eats, even though they're relying on his hamotzi bracha. But if it's a Shabbos or Yom Tov, we need lechem mishnah. If they have their own lechem mishnah, then they can. They can also just, as soon as he says hamotzi, they can eat. But if they're not relying on, if they are relying on his lechem mishnah, they don't have lechem mishnah. So then they have to wait. They have to wait until they get from the lechem mishnah, because it's proper to eat from the lechem mishnah. From that lechem, this becomes an issue by Pesach as well. Because now it means if you want them to have lechem mishnah, it's not enough just to give out to everyone at the table a pre-measured bag of matzah pieces that equals the kazayas, the two kazayas they need to eat. They're being used to lechem mishnah. So they have to have a piece of the lechem mishnah. They're not going to get a kazayas of lechem mishnah because it's not enough to go around, but they should get a piece of the lechem mishnah.